All right, Ella Langlois here, obviously the least busy woman in music right now.
Woman in music.
The least
busy.
Got
nothing going on, right?
Not a thing.
Ella Langlois. But you did take some time for yourself. You did a little girls trip to Hawaii, I saw that.
I did, I just got back from that.
I was happy to see that too. Are you trying to consciously make some more time? Has that been very important to you to like find some time for myself? I got to escape for a couple minutes.
I think what I've learned is if you don't make time, you're going to have to make it either way. And I actually planned that trip for like a year ago.
Oh, really?
I've been planning it since my little sister was, I think, maybe 10. I know she hated school so much. And I was like, if you make it out, I'll take you to Hawaii. And I've kind of used it as a force of driving me to get to where I can afford to take her to Hawaii. And we got to do it this last year. And we just got back. And it was a really cool experience, me and my girlfriends in a break. Yeah.
Well, and that's amazing because a year ago, you had no idea what this year was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And so were you at any point like, I hope I can afford this Hawaii trip when I get there?
Yeah. Well, she just graduated high school. So cool. I was like, last year, I was like, all right, I got 1 year left. Yeah. I was like, I think it's the time.
I've seen you and your sister on Instagram. So are you guys, is that your best friend? Were you always like that?
Well, I'm 8 years older than her, and I have two brothers as well.
Okay.
So I'm one
are they
of four.
Older?
I have an older
younger?
Brother. I'm the second oldest.
Okay.
And then a younger brother who's like a year and 10 months. So we were pretty much raised like twins almost.
Right.
And then my little sister who's 8 years younger than me.
I know because I have my brother's 5 years older than me, but my wife's sister is a couple years older too. But they were never friends until they got older, right? So you always fought.
Yeah. Well, I think we have the age difference where I was never in the house long enough for me and her to like get to the age where she was, you know, annoying me or I was being weird to her. You know, I probably annoyed her a lot. I don't know. I'm controlling.
Now are you really close?
Yeah,
like really tight?
Yeah,
that's
super
cute. You now have the number one song in country music.
Mm-hmm.
Work for the Wind finally went number one.
It did.
Which is awesome.
Thank you.
And how does it work now? When you find out that it's going number one, do you just get a phone call? Where were you when you get that? Do you have to read it on Instagram?
I think it went number one while I was in Hawaii It was, we played some Morgan shows in Madison, Wisconsin, and technically that Friday it was, and then that Monday it officially went, and I was in Hawaii when it went. So I was with a whole bunch of girls that have watched me from a tip jar. So
this is that's a hell of a day, a hell of a week.
Yeah.
You're in Hawaii with your girls, and then you find out your song goes number
one. Yeah, you play stadium shows in Morgan Wallen and take a private jet back to Nashville, fly out to Hawaii, and then you have a number one. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
To a trip a year ago you didn't know if you were going to be able to afford.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I was a little nervous when you came in. At first I was like, oh no, I might have dog hair all over me because I always have dog hair all over me.
You
and
should
then
not be nervous about it.
And then I realized that actually might have been better.
I have dog hair all over me probably, yeah.
It's kind of like a rite of passage, I feel like.
Yeah, but it's just like fairy dust, you know. It's like sign of a good human.
It's my superpower.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's how people know I am somewhere if I end up the chair leaves.
Same.
Can I talk to you about writing the lyrics on your hand?
Okay.
For the song?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're right? First of all, no shade on that because I don't know how people remember lyrics. I'm the terrible with the lyrics. How long does it take you to remember like a lyric of a song or be ready to perform it knowing that I will not mess this up? Or maybe you never. I don't know.
I mean, it's different when I write the song.
Okay.
I can remember it. Like, I don't write lyrics down when I'm writing. I kind of just try to remember them in my head, and that's kind of how I know if I like the melody or the song. But when I'm having to learn a song that I did not write, I have to learn it on guitar. That's the only way for me to learn the lyrics and make sure that I can. I don't know. I'm visual, so I think of the lyrics and how they looked when I was learning it. But yeah, I mean, most of the time I just still mess them up. I don't know. It's just like words are hard.
I'm always curious about people's process when they have to memorize a song like that.
Yeah. It's like when somebody asks you to do something, it's way harder to do than if you just on your own wanted to learn those lyrics.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. If you're in the car, that's the song you're screaming out the window.
Yeah.
You're like,
but
I got this one.
Just like everyone on my bus. My little sister was out with me that weekend and I was playing that song so many times over and over and over again. She's like, I know all the words. And I'm like, great. I don't.
Right? Good. Can you just mouth them to
help
me?
Help me.
Got her earbud in. Tell them to. Never met anyone like you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome
Sick.
Song. First, how did that happen with Hardy? Was that a song you wrote, he wrote? Was it co-write?
We wrote together.
Okay.
Me, him, and Jordan Schmidt wrote that song. He came in with that idea, and we just tried to execute it as best we could, and it came out great. That was our first write, and I'm such a fan of him as not just an artist, but as a songwriter, so to get to write with him for the first time, and then that's the song we got. It was really special.
And was it always going to hit, when it hit kind of that twist, was it always that, hey, let's go hardcore rock, yeah, party style. That, the whole time.
Yeah, we knew. Well, because I have kind of a rocker edge to some stuff that I do. I think that's always going to be a little segment of my music. And I mean, if you're going to do a song with Hardy, you know, like, yeah, and at first, like, we didn't write it as a duet or write it as a feature or anything. We just were, you know, writing it, and we both loved it so much that he was like, I want to feature on the song. And I was like, absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. And you kind of tricked us a little bit. You sang a little bit of song on Instagram.
Well, because if I had given y'all the what the song was about at the end, it wouldn't have been such a cool thing to listen to. Yep. And that's kind of how we try to write it is. And that's the way I showed it to everyone is I just played them the song and didn't.
I compared it to the surprise of The Sixth Sense. Like at the end, we're all like, wait, hold on. This was a twist of the, and that was, that's something you don't get a lot in songs anymore, the unexpected in that.
So. Well, and I think too, like with what I want to do is a lot of the creativity, the artistry, and the way where it's like, I like for there to be Easter eggs and little things that not all the time do people know what's going to happen. And it's kind of exciting whenever I'm releasing music because expect the unexpected.
Yeah. And everybody thinks they know what's happening.
Everyone
right?
thinks they know what's happening and they don't.
Well, that's awesome. Well, the crowd is ready for you. I already told them you were here and they lost their damn mind.
All right,
so
that's great.
Fantastic.
Good to
ready to go for Ella Langley. Thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you for
and
having
me. And we're excited for you.
I'm pumped.